Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
He seems like he's really into you, but suddenly he just disappears. Why do guys who seem like they're into you disappear, pull away, and disappear on you? That's what we're going to be talking about today. I've seven different things that happen when guys that seem like they're interested in you end up disappearing. Hello, my name's Matthew Coast, and welcome to my channel. If you're new here and you haven't subscribed yet, go and hit the subscribe button so that you can get great videos on how to attract the man and the relationship that you want into your life. Reason number one, first reason for why guys just disappear, even though they seem like they're into you, is that he's mirroring you. So there's this concept called mirroring, right? And a lot of times guys do this because they don't want to smother you, right? There's a men's dating industry, just like there's a women's dating industry. And one of the things that they talk about in there, just like we talk about, is not coming across as overly eager when somebody's not even sure about you yet. Because if a guy does that with a woman, that often feels to her like he's smothering her, and then she pulls away and she disappears. And that's what ends up happening there. And so if he notices that you're responding to him very slowly, maybe you're taking a whole day to respond back to him or something like that, he's making sure that he doesn't smother you and he doesn't turn you off. And the way that he does that is he mirrors you. But what ends up happening is he eventually ends up losing steam, finds someone or something else to do, and ends up moving on, because most guys want to feel like the person that they're into is also into them. If he feels like you just absolutely don't care, most guys don't want to pursue or chase somebody who is just going to disappear on them eventually. And so a lot of times what guys will do is they will they'll just mirror you. And then if he doesn't feel like you're responding back in an adequate amount of time, he might end up pulling away and disappearing on you completely. So number two is he has other urgent priorities that come up. This is a normal thing. So it might be work priorities or family priorities or whatever other kind of something else came up, and he needed to shift his attention over to that other thing. And if this is the case, this happens with you, what you want to do is you want to give him some space. So he'll come back to you when he can. And when he does come back, you should be friendly and warm to him, assuming that you still want something with him, right? If a lot of women end up destroying connections with men because the guy has some kind of other priority or something else that comes up, and then when he does end up coming back, she's like really cold to him. She's really disinterested in him. Sometimes she might be angry with him and tell him off or something like that. I know that I've actually had that. I've experienced that with me before, with women that I've dated. And so that might be something that happens. And actually with the first one and with this one, usually what you want to do is give them some space, right? You want to give them some space. And if a certain amount of time has gone by, so for instance, if you've been talking a lot and suddenly he kind of drops off the radar and you give him a week, you can actually reconnect with him. You can send him a text message and reconnect with him. It's not a big deal. That's not chasing. Chasing is not sending one text message to a guy. It's when, you know, he's not doing any effort or energy to put into meeting with you and talking to you and all that kind of stuff, and you're doing everything. That's what chasing is. It's not sending him one text message. So you can send him a text message to reconnect with him and talk to him, especially if he's been doing that with you a whole bunch. It's not a big deal. The best relationships are built together, not by one person. So always remember that. And we'll talk more about what kind of text messages you can send a guy who pulls away here in just a little bit. So number three is his lust wore off. And so this happens all the time. And it happens when you sleep with a guy before he's emotionally hooked, right? So there's two different kinds of hooking that happens, right? One, it's like you're hooking the guy, right? And one of them happens with your physical attractiveness. That's usually the first thing for a guy is he sees you, he's physically attracted to you, and so he starts moving towards you. Well, the second kind is an emotional hook, right? He gets emotionally attached to you, emotionally connected to you. And if you only have the physical hook and not the emotional hook, and then you hook up with him, a lot of times guys will just disappear after that because there's nothing more there for him to be connected to. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about waiting to hook up with a guy and making sure that he's investing and that you're not chasing him and all that kind of stuff, because that's the kind of stuff that leads to him getting emotionally hooked and staying around after hooking up. Another one is this happens when a guy feels like he has you too easily. And so we value things that we work for and earn. And it's the same with guys, right? If he's working for and earning you, he's far more likely to value you and emotionally connect with you and feel like you're somebody that he wants to have in his life. And if he feels like it's really, really easy, he's far less likely to value you. This also happens when he feels like you're too hard to get. And so this is something I call the attainability principle. And you don't have any space for him in your life. It's too difficult for him to meet up with you, for him to get into a relationship with you, for him to get what it is that he wants with you. It's just way too difficult. And so a lot of times guys will just give up because they're like, it's literally like impossible for me to get into a relationship with this woman. So I want to be with a woman who actually has time for me, who's going to hang out with me, who I can actually build a relationship with. This also happens when he finds out something about you that's a deal breaker or a giant turnoff. This is usually some kind of behavioral thing, but we'll talk about this in a minute. It also happens when he has unprocessed trauma that ends up coming up for him. So he has issues from his past and that gets triggered. And so he goes into self-soothing mode, which involves him pulling away and disappearing. This especially happens with guys who have an avoidant attachment style. It also happens when he's found somebody else. This really happens a lot with online dating. And there's actually a guy that I was talking to a few days ago who was telling me about this woman that he met online. And he said that it was like the first time that she got online and started, using Tinder, and they were on there and they met up and they ended up hooking up together. But, after that, she ended up meeting some other guys. And so, she lost interest because there's other guys that she was more interested in that she ended up going out with. And so she ended up pulling away and disappearing on him. And it happens the other way around as well, right? So a guy, if he is online dating and he doesn't have a lot of options and you pop up and he's interested in you, but then something else pops up that he thinks is a better option or more interesting or more exciting, because most people just chase what's most exciting, not what is the best for them, then he might end up going that direction. It also happens when his testosterone is low, which happens a lot after hooking up together, right? So your testosterone is high before you've slept with somebody, but after you've slept with them, your testosterone goes down, and then eventually it ends up coming back up. And so if this ends up happening, if this is the reason for it, like his lust wore off, what you want to do is just give him some space. So sometimes he'll come back and sometimes he won't. And it'll really depend on what happened before he pulled away between the two of you. So how invested was he? How much energy or effort did he put into being with you and connecting with you and talking with you? How long were you two seeing each other? So the longer that you've been seeing each other, the more likely he is to come back. The shorter period of time you've been seeing each other, the less likely he is to come back. you know, how much positive emotion was there between the two of you. So the more positive emotion that was there, the more his emotional bank account is filled up, and the less positive emotion is there, the less his emotional bank account is filled up. And so the less the emotional bank account is filled up, the easier it is for him to walk away, because he doesn't have this all this emotion built up, connection built up between the two of you. And so a lot of times guys will end up disappearing for that, not coming back. And so you want him to be invested. You want it to be a long time since you've been seeing each other, and you want, you know, there to be a lot of positive emotion between the two of you. Number four is your behavior turned him off. And this usually happens with clingy or needy or desperate behavior, where you're just like, okay, get us again, right? And you're all over the guy and he feels smothered by it, and he feels like it's just weird. It also happens with masculine, like if a woman's in her masculine energy, it happens a lot, because for a guy, it just kind of feels like it's just like, you know, blah, right? It kind of loses, a lot of guys lose interest. There's not a lot of emotional spark when it's two masculine energies running into each other, trying to date each other. It's usually more of a physical connection that those two people have. And so another reason is for a misalignment in values. If he's like serious, if he's like knows that he's serious and he really wants to find a wife or a great woman to be in a real relationship with, and your values just don't align, right? The important things between the two of you, they just don't align. And so a lot of guys will just disappear for that. And so if this ends up being a problem, and it's your behavior, and there's things that are going on with you that is the problem, what you want to do is get into abundance. First, get into abundance of connection, an abundance of options, so that you start devaluing the men around you. And then you want to change your habits and create more attractive habits. Get into habits that are just more attractive, you know, behavior patterns that are more attractive. And that's what I talk about. And then, you know, get better people around you that have healthier habits, women who have healthier habits, who have healthier belief systems, women who are already where it is that you want to be. You know, the more positive influences you have around you, the more likely you are to behave in healthier and more positive ways. And then work on your self-esteem and your belief in your own value and self-worth. All right, so number five is he's actually just not that into you. And most of the time when guys are sending mixed signals, it's not because they're playing games. It's not because they're, you know, trying to manipulate you. It's not because of any of that kind of stuff. It's actually usually because you mistook your interest and desire in him for his lack of interest and desire in you, right? So a lot of times what we do is we project our own interest level onto somebody else. And then we go, oh, they're as interested in me as like, oh my God, this is so amazing, right? And this happens a lot when you go on a date and you think everything went great, but the person that you went on a date with doesn't think everything went great. They think it was horrible. And so if this is the case, what you want to do is just completely leave him alone and find somebody that actually likes you. Because if there's no interest and desire there, there's not a lot you can do. If there's some interest and desire, you can build on that, you know, a lot of times. But if it's his interest and desire is really, really low, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. It's really, really difficult to build on almost nothing or nothing. Or so number six is you're in a casual friend with benefits hookup kind of situation. And so sometimes I'll get women that'll come to me and they're like, oh, he pulled away. Why would he do this? You know, why isn't he talking to me? Like, what's going on? How do I know? And I ask them about the situation and they're like, oh, well, we're in a hookup situation. There's no agreement on any commitment or any of that kind of stuff. And if you don't require a relationship in order to get the relationship benefits from you, right? Hooking up, having sex, all that kind of stuff. Don't be surprised when he doesn't feel any need to let you know what's going on. He doesn't feel any obligation to tell you what's going on with him or staying in contact with you or treating you like a girlfriend. Why would he treat you like a girlfriend if you aren't asking him to be your girlfriend? If you're not requiring that he is your girlfriend, if you don't make it the standard that he is your boyfriend in order to be, to get the benefits, to get the girlfriend benefits from you. So my suggestion is you don't do that. My suggestion is that you don't get physically intimate with any man that you haven't had some kind of verbal agreement with, that you're in an exclusive relationship with. Don't do it. Don't do it anymore, right? We have so many women. Our community is filled with women who get into hookup, friend with benefits, sex-based situations with guys, and then they're confused because the guy doesn't treat them like they're in a relationship. And the reason is because you're not in a relationship. Actions do not always speak louder than words. Sometimes words speak louder than actions. And if there's no verbal agreement, just assume that you are not in an exclusive relationship together. Just assume that he's doing whatever it is that he wants to do on the side. Number seven is you haven't established communication standards yet. And so find out what's normal for him. So find out what normal behavior is, what's normal. And this isn't necessarily how he's been treating you, because maybe he normally would just want to talk every couple of days, but he's been blowing up your phone every day because he's just been so into you. And then all of a sudden, a little bit of it wears off and he gives you some space and he's not blowing up your phone anymore. And so, you know, what you want to do is tell him how it feels when he contacts you, right? Tell him it feels good. Tell him you love being in contact with him, you know, when he reaches out to you every day or every other day or whatever it is that you want in the situation that you want. We have a lot of women that want to be contacted every single day, which is kind of interesting because that's not really all that normal. Also, tell him how it feels when he doesn't stay in contact with you, right? Just how do you feel when you don't hear from him, and how do you feel when you do hear from him? Don't be afraid to reach out to him sometimes, but also don't be the only one reaching out, right? The magic is in the middle when it comes to a lot of this stuff. And what you want is two people coming together, building a relationship together. And if it's one side where he's doing all the work or you're doing all the work, that person is far more likely to feel like they're being taken for granted. So here's what not to do. Here's what you don't want to do in any of these situations. You don't want to overanalyze or overthink what he's doing. Don't wait for him to call. Don't chase him. Don't get angry at him. Don't confuse excitement with love, right? On and off reward creates addiction. So a lot of times when a guy disappears and shows up, a lot of women, they mistake their feeling of addiction to this guy with the feeling of love. It's not the same thing. One is kind of this lust-filled, excitement-built thing, and the other one is this kind of more stable thing that is a lot more boring, actually. It's a lot more boring to actually be in love than it is to have this lust-filled craziness. And a lot of people, they go for what's most exciting, not what is the deepest and what is the best for them and what's the healthiest. And my suggestion is you stop focusing on what's most exciting and start focusing on character. Start focusing on how he's treating you. Start focusing on who he is as a human being instead of just chasing, trying to find the prettiest face and the most interesting text messages and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That will not get you into a great relationship. What will get you into a great relationship is being with somebody who truly values you and treats you well and is interested in you and wants to be with you and wants to communicate with you and wants to grow with you. That's what creates a great relationship. So get busy living your best life. Let him come to you, date in abundance, create an abundance of connection, an abundance of options. Let him prove to you that he's the right guy for you. Don't overvalue men who undervalue you. Too many women overvalue men who are undervaluing them, and that is the wrong way to go. I am going to go through the seven different reasons why men who seem like they're interested in you end up pulling away. Number one is he's mirroring you. Number two is he has other urgent priorities. Number three is his lust wore off. Number four is your behavior turned him off. Number five is he was just never really that into you from the beginning. Number six is you're in a casual hookup situation and you think that you should be treated like you're in a relationship, but you're not creating that standard. Number seven is that you haven't established any kind of communication standards and what you want and what he wants and what's normal for the both of you.
If you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit theforeverwomanformula.com right now.